From the newsroom of PCJ Radio International, this is Focus Asia Pacific. I'm Keith Perron. Today we continue with our special look for our summer series called Where Are You Going? This program takes place in Hanoi. Catherine Carr invites strangers to pause on their way to A and B, wherever they're going, and ask them that simple question, where are you going? Here she is right now from the Vietnamese capital, Hanoi.
I'm from BBC World Service, and I make a program where I ask people where they're going. So after you finish doing your yoga, I was wondering where you're going to go.
You know, I have a shop for art. So every day after I do exercise around here, I come back to run the art gallery.
Yes. It's a really nice atmosphere here in the morning.
Yes, all people enjoy here because of culture and nice. Many years I did like that, spent around 2 hours here.
2 hours?
Yes, from around 5 a.m. to 7 a.m.
And how do you feel afterwards?
So stunning. So good.
Has yoga changed you? Has it made you different?
More stronger, more happier and confident.
And before, did you used to feel not so confident?
I think so. Starting everything is not easy. Starting difficult for in my life.
What was difficult?
Early before, if you want to get up, you have to find the time for earn money, for living, for studying, for do everything. You know, you don't have a family behind you help you. So you try your best to do what you want to set up for your future. Like that.
So when you were younger, your family wasn't helpful?
I'm not say poor, but a lot of difficult because we have two wars, French war and American war. So every family have a difficulty, yeah.
Do your family talk about the war?
Not much, because we don't care so much the past. The past is the past. We care about the future. We want to set up the future better for my children.
In the middle of this huge lake, on the edge of Hanoi's old quarter, sits a temple. Around the edges, people dance, jump, run, stretch and play. It's a joyful scene.
Just wondering, very early in the morning, where are you going?
Actually, we are making a video about the morning routine in Hoa Kiem Lake.
But don't take it in the video. We're doing exercise in the morning. Very hot.
Yeah. Describe what's going on.
Everybody from the age of young and old, they're going here in the morning.
And we, although we haven't known them before, we can join them too. Yeah, it's very friendly in here, right?
You sound like you're from the tourist board.
Thank you.
Can we go a bit further away from the noise?
Yeah.
So noisy. So, I think
you can take the video. This is the first time I ever see a radio reporter.
Oh, well, here I am. So why did they ask you to make this video? Where are you guys from?
I come from Hazang province. It is really nice.
And we are studying in the University of Languages and International Studies. Yeah. And then they want us to show what life is really like in Hanoi, to get to know us better.
You guys seem very enthusiastic about Vietnam. Do you love your country?
Why you ask this?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I love Vietnam.
Yeah, we now wear. Yeah.
Absolutely, I love Vietnam. Yeah. There is something that is sincere and truthful about the way Vietnamese people live. Like deep inside of us, we are innocent and we are very friendly. Our hospitality set us apart from other countries.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with your film. When's the deadline?
Next week. Yeah. Next Sunday.
Take a selfie.
Selfie?
Oh,
yeah.
Take a selfie, right? No.
Who's got the longest arms? An endless stream of scooters, taxis, and lorries unloading their goods, vying for space with pedestrians on the busiest street in Hanoi. I'm from BBC World Service. Do you speak English at all?
Yes, I can. I was just wondering, where are you going?
I'm going to have lunch with my friend.
Yes. Yes. Are you students?
Yes, I'm a student from Foreign Trade University.
What do you want to do when you finished? What job would you like to do?
We have been talking about it. She's gonna think about that, become a salesperson. And I'm gonna try with marketing.
And is it equal for men and women in Vietnam?
Actually, I don't think that it's equal for women in Vietnam, because the way people thought that, like, the same as the past, when men play a more important role in family, and women sometimes keep their voice, they hardly raise their voice in society.
And is that the same now, or is that changing?
I think it's changing now, but slowly, because nowadays, us, like teenagers and millennials, have more open mind to learn from other countries, and we have to take advantage of communication to raise problems about women nowadays in Vietnam, and we have our opinions. Government need to hear our voice.
Yes. So things like Facebook and it's useful.
Yes, and I also talk about other guys, about women, so they can know our feelings, and maybe in the future they will become nicer husbands. I don't like because I really serious about it.
Yeah, that is a serious issue. Traditionally, are Vietnamese husbands not nice?
Maybe I don't think they are not nice, but their parents told them about a long time ago, and it become root in their mind, and it's hard for them to change their mind quickly.
I think you girls can change the world.
Yeah, I don't think about changing the world, but I want to change my life and my people around me.
Hot, humid, and wet. Every street scene is framed by a canopy of green tropical leaves.
They're coming to take a picture.
Oh, they're going to take pictures here?
They're
going to
graduate.
You're going to graduate. Oh, I see. You're all wearing gowns. Yeah, but you're so wet.
Yes.
Where have you graduated from?
Learn High School.
From high school. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You look beautiful.
We are going to the Temple of Literature to pray for the best score in our upcoming exam.
You nervous?
Yes, we are all very nervous, because it is one of the most important exam of our life.
How old are you?
We are 18.
Okay. So after this exam, does that help you go to university? Or?
Yes, it's that kind of exam.
What do you want to do when you're grown up?
I'm going to study in electronic mechanical, designing the robots.
Oh. What do you think about robotics and technology? Do you think it's a good thing?
Definitely. I think it is one of the most important thing in our future.
Does it feel exciting to be 18 and then you're going to start work and it's going to be all technology, robots, AI, everything cool?
The exciting thing about being 18 is not only just technology and robots, it's our new experience about being an actually grown up people, like an adult, and I can be free. I can take responsibility to my own the things I'm going to do in the future.
What kind of adult do you think you'll be?
what do you mean?
What kind of person do you want to be when you're grown up? I know you want to work with technology, but Oh, the thunder. But what kind of person do you want to be?
The person I want to be is I want to travel around the world. I want to be the a global citizen.
You want to leave Vietnam?
Not that kind of leave, but I want to travel and I can come back to Vietnam anytime I want.
So where do you want to go?
To Canada, to Europe.
Your friends are helping. What did they say?
They say Dubai.
Oh, why Dubai?
Because they are very rich.
Do you want to be rich?
Rich, but enough, not too much.
So when you go and pray at the literature temple, what prayer do you say?
Well, actually, they will do all things, and all we have to do is to listen and to do the hands like this, and they hit the drum and the bell.
And do you believe it will help?
I think that it's just the more we pray, I think we'll gain luckiness. On the other hand, we will also have to try our best to do the exam.
Lớp 12 chuyên tiếng Trung gồm 33 bạn, trường Trung học phổ thông chuyên Hạ Long, tỉnh Quảng Ninh, xin phép được bắt đầu.
Why are you putting that microphone on my mouth?
So that you can speak and then I can listen. I want to know, where are you going today?
Where am I going? It's almost time for... I'm going to my grandparents' house. Yeah.
What are you going to do at your grandparents' house?
I'm gonna live there now. And then for a while, all the time when finish like living there, I'm gonna go back on my auntie's house and just for 5 days. And then I'm gonna go to another country, to the Philippines.
Is that where you're from?
Yes, I study there, and then when I finish, I go back here. I live in my auntie's house again, and then I go again on my grandparents' house, then on my auntie's house again, then I go back. It all goes like that.
What about your mom?
That's complicated to say.
So you travel a lot?
Yes.
Do you like traveling?
Of course.
What do you like about traveling?
It's like exploring. The most excited thing is the airplane because it's so high. But the thing is, I don't like to go on night time. It's very dangerous and even, I don't know.
How old are you?
7.
You seem very grown up for 7.
Yeah.
What do you want to be when you're grown up?
When I'm a what?
When you're an adult.
A pilot, of course. I told you already. I told you that my favorite traveling is planes. So I will try to make it. But it's going to be very hard for that college.
You already know it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Are you a good student? Do you work hard?
No.
Are you a bit cheeky?
I don't know.
What do your teachers say about you?
I'm just top 8, sorry.
You're just what?
Top 8.
Top 8? Well, that's good.
No, the good one is top 1.
So, going to your grandma's, then your auntie's, then the Philippines.
But today, we're gonna close now and go into my grandparents' house.
Do you like staying with your grandparents?
You want to stay?
Thank you. I would like to stay, but I've got work to do. Do you like staying there?
Yeah, of course.
Is your grandma kind?
Not really. Especially my daddy. He's always... Sorry.
Is your dad in Vietnam?
My dad is right on the Philippines, on the other country.
Your life is complicated.
I told you!
Up and down avenues, flags flutter outside busy shops, and the air is full of the delicious smell of food.
I was just wondering where you're going. Oh, mind yourself and come.
I am going to go to my hopes. I just buy a meal for baby.
For your baby?
Yes.
How old?
Is he 8 months?
Yeah. What's his name?
My baby is Nam.
Nam.
Oh. Yeah.
Is it quite hard work?
Hard work?
Yeah, like tiring with a baby.
Yes, very tired.
Does your mum help or your family?
I wish my body help me take care of my baby, but nobody. It's because it's my family is very busy. Yeah.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
So every day, you and the baby?
Yes, every day.
Do you have friends with babies?
Nobody.
Nobody?
No friend, no family. It's only me.
Are you sad or happy?
Very sad, very stressed. Something my husband take care for my baby. He's very angry. And my baby very, very, very cries. My baby very cries. And my husband very angry. But, and I very tired. And every day I take care of my babies. And I two baby.
Two?
Yes, because I have twin baby.
Oh my goodness.
Excuse me. I finished because I am very, my baby's cries. Sorry?
Where are you going?
I'm waiting for the train. Where are you going?
I'm going to Haizhuang.
For a holiday?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, attention please. LE8 train is approaching. Thank you.
A railway line cuts through the city. Tall, skinny houses are impossibly close to the tracks either side, and downstairs doors are open to reveal the shady interiors where dogs rest from the heat. Excuse me, hello, do you speak English?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering where you're going on these tracks.
No, I'm just going home.
Oh, do you live along here?
Yeah.
With a house next to the railway?
No, just in the small alley. Small alley. Yeah.
Where have you been today?
I have been to Halong Bay.
Nice.
Yes.
What did you do?
I took a boat. 3 days and 2 nights.
With some friends?
Yeah, with my girlfriend.
Oh, that's romantic.
Yeah, sure.
And how long has she been your girlfriend?
4 months.
Oh.
Just 4 months only.
That's new.
New. Maybe forever, maybe, I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
What's your girlfriend like?
She's short and very cute, I think. Yeah, so she's my type, yeah.
Do you think you're going to marry her?
I'm not so sure. marriage is very terrible thing, a very terrible thing, I think.
Terrible thing?
Yeah, sure.
Why is it terrible?
Because it's legal. I don't like legal things.
So maybe you could just live with her?
Yeah.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
No, I'm the only son.
Is it important in Vietnam to have a boy?
In our country, if a woman can't have a son, oh, yeah, they're not good enough. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's a very old standard, I think.
A very old standard?
Yeah.
Do you want to have children?
No.
Why?
Because the earth is so crowded now, you see? It's very crowded.
I think you feel that when you're in Hanoi, especially.
Yeah, maybe there are more than 6 million people here in the small city. Yeah, it's very crowded. And I hate crowded place. Yeah.
You like peace?
Sure.
Does your girlfriend want children?
She wants children, but she doesn't want to be pregnant. That's her logic.
So adopt a baby?
Yeah, I think so. I love baby, but you feel this world is very terrible, right?
So you don't want to bring a baby into this world?
Yeah, sure, I don't.
So you can't stay with your girlfriend if she wants a baby?
So we have to find a solution, I think.
Do you talk about that?
Yeah, we did. And we don't have any reason yet. Let go, baby.
Because if you can't find a solution, then you might have to break up.
Maybe.
Would that break your heart?
I don't know yet.
Do you love her?
Yeah.
Evening falls. The air is cool and the sky is clear. All around the lake, people wander, eating food, meeting friends, and looking for fun. It's Friday night.
I went to my school this afternoon, and then I go for dinner near this street.
And now, where are you going?
I'm going for Highland Coffee on the second floor over there.
And what are you hoping will happen tonight?
I hope meet someone like you.
Smoking shot.
Hi guys, good photos. Good photos.
Excuse me. Hi. Do you speak English?
Yes.
I'm from BBC World Service. Did you just arrive on the aeroplane today?
Yes. So one hour.
You're feeling really tired.
Yes.
How many hours was it on the plane?
20 hours.
20?
We come from France.
Okay, so you need
We need to rest.
You need a beer and a sleep.
Yes.
Enjoy. Bye.
If you want to ask me.
I need to ask people, where are you going?
I go to my home.
Oh, where's your home?
In Long Biên.
But you work here?
I'm working in IT.
Do you have family?
I have a family. Some people in Germany, some people in America, some people live in Hanoi.
Some people in America?
Live in America for a long time.
Have you been to America?
Never. I think that America very difficult to live in. Because Vietnam hit America, boom, 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 boom. Vietnam win. Okay? Vietnam number one. Vietnam number one. Vietnam number one. Okay? Hanoi very good. I'm come back home from my school. Yeah.
You've got your headphones tangled in your mask. It's stuck. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
What were you listening to?
I listening to music. Yeah.
What music do you like?
In.
Hold on. Oh, loud.
I like Adele music a lot and Taylor Swift also. Yeah.
Do you like to dance?
Dance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like dancing. Yeah, it's when I am free.
When I'm talking to you, you're moving all the time. I feel like you've
body,
got so
body,
much...
body language, you know.
Yeah. It feels like you've got so much energy.
Yeah, I think so. Because you are not always sad all the time. Life means that you have to be happy because you know life is short. It's short, it's so short. And you have to do anything that you feel happy. Yeah.
I think you have a good philosophy.
Yeah. My conception of life is that life is fun, so you just enjoy it. Yeah.
Well, we certainly hope you enjoyed that program called Where Are You Going? Presented by Catherine Carr, where she's visiting different Asian cities and asking a very simple question, where are you going? Anyway, we'll have more on that in a future edition of the program. If you wish to contact us to let us know what you think and where you heard us, please do so. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. You'll have to excuse my voice today. I'm actually starting to lose it. Anyway, that's all we have time for. We'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.
Can fly on one wing. As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. Neither a plane can manage with one engine.
This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio.
As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. Neither a plane can manage with one engine.
This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel.
As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. Neither a plane can manage with one engine.